Chelsea Clinton rakes in $9 million as corporate board director. By Amy Furr on January 6, 2020. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton made $9 million while serving as a board member for the IAC/Interactive Core since 2011. Barron's reported Sunday that Clinton has profited handsomely as a board member for IAC/Interactive Core, a media and internet investment company that has an ownership stake in 150 well-known brands, such as Vimeo, Tinder, and Angie's List and Home Advisor, according to The Hill. The article continued. Clinton, the only child of former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, has served on IAC's board since 2011 and receives an annual $50,000 retainer and $250,000 worth of restricted IAC stock units. She reported owning $8.95 million worth of IAC stock to the Securities and Exchange Commission at the end of December. Barron's notes that IAC's stock has risen 89%, 50% and 36% in 2017, 2018 and 2019, respectively, a far steeper rise than the broader stock market. Clinton's public profile has proved a valuable commodity. In October 2018, Clinton reportedly earned $6.6 million for joining the IAC's board. However, it was unclear at the time what exactly her role entailed. As vice chair of the Clinton Foundation, she worked to drive the vision and programmatic objectives of the foundation, according to its website. The site continued. Chelsea is a tireless advocate for expanding access to early childhood education, improving the health and well-being of Americans across the country, providing the next generation of young leaders with the resources they need to turn their ideas into action, and ensuring the empowerment of girls and women is a cross-cutting priority across all of the foundation's programs and initiatives. However, while serving as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton conducted business with dictators in countries with deplorable human rights records, even honoring some dictators as guests at Clinton Foundation galas, Breitbart News reported in July 2016. In November, Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer said the foundation saw a drop in donations over the past 3 years. This the past year, the Clinton Foundation literally raised 10% of what it did in 2009, the first year that Hillary was Secretary of State, and the international numbers were even worse, Schweitzer said. The Clinton Foundation has had a hard time raising money because they don't have the influence to sell. They don't have power access to sell, and that, I think, is the primary evidence for what the Clinton enterprise was all about, he concluded.